Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to a special edition of In My Downtown, a podcast by the Michigan Downtown Association. This is Annette Knowles. Today, we will hear from MDA Executive Director Dana Walker about the great things planned for the 2023 Fall Conference in downtown Birmingham, followed by Christina Shepherd Decius, the Executive Director of the Birmingham PSD, who shares what's not to be missed when you're in town this November. We visit first with Dana.
Well, hello, everyone. We are talking with Dana Walker, the Executive Director of the Michigan Downtown Association, about the fall conference. Hi, Dana.
Hello. It feels like fall, I think. So let's talk. It's around the corner and it's exciting. It's one of our bigger events, and we're just thrilled to be in downtown Birmingham this year.
Yeah, I was really excited to hear about the Birmingham location. As we all know, it is probably Michigan's premier downtown. So what a wonderful location to host a conference. Can you share with us, to get started, the important things, you know, dates, place, et cetera?
Yeah, the who, why, what, when.
Sure.
Yeah. So annually, the Michigan Downtown Association hosts a two-day conference. This year, we are in beautiful downtown Birmingham. We will be in downtown Birmingham November 2nd and 3rd. And the event itself will take place at the Birmingham Community House. And then I wanted to say this year, for the first time, the MDA is hosting a pre-conference activity. And on Wednesday, November 1st, we are going to board a trolley that will take us from Birmingham to downtown Berkeley, and people can attend the mobile tour. It's an extra ticketed event. It's not included in the conference registration, but we're really looking forward to it. Well, we're going to get a firsthand look at some of the projects in that part of Oakland County and then downtown Berkeley, and close the evening out with a networking event in downtown Berkeley that is part of the tour. And really looking forward to that. And we appreciate Oakland County Main Street program for sponsoring that. And of course, our friends in downtown Berkeley. So that's a little bit different for us, but we're very excited about that.
Sounds like a really nice addition to the conference. I know part of the benefits of attending the conference is learning from other communities. And what better way to get, you know, an immersion, a field experience, than going and visiting some other town and, you know, hearing a little bit about some of the successes they've had. So, again, great addition to the conference. You know, another part of conferences that's really important is the actual presentations, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So what are some of the highlighted sessions?
We have a bonus roundtable session at 10 where people can hop from roundtable to roundtable and hear topics. And then we will kick into our conference itself with Phil Eich, who will talk about community storytelling. So we're very excited about that. And he'll hit home the message where you don't have to be a writer to be able to tell your story, and how important that is these days to really tell people, tell community members, visitors, what your story is. So we're really looking forward to his work and his presentation. From there, we have some other sessions, whether it's how to leverage investment to increase your tax increment financing, or how to use data, the crazy ways we're collecting data these days, how to use that best to manage downtowns. We also will have, a session about bringing pride events to downtowns, the ins and outs of that. Whether it's a small town or a bigger town, the importance of it and some best practices. So then on Friday, we start at about 9 o'clock. We're going to have a panel of entrepreneurs from various downtowns within the metro area talk to us about why they chose downtown for their business. What are some of the trends in their business right now that downtown managers should be aware of? What works and what doesn't in a downtown? So we're really looking forward to hearing from them and learning firsthand about small businesses in our downtowns. And then we kind of close out our day with a how-to session on creating requests for proposals and grants, successful ones, the importance of placemaking and variety of ways that downtowns are creating place in a sense of community for their residents and visitors. We're going to get some tips on the RAP funding that the MEDC has recently been involved in. And then we're going to close out the day with another keynote by Mark Farlow from Hamilton Anderson about some Detroit neighborhoods, Paradise Valley and Black Bottom, and the changes that they're going through. So it's really going to be an exciting 2 days of interesting sessions and some keynote speakers that I'm just thrilled are joining us this year.
Yeah, it sounds like a really well-rounded inventory of topics that would appeal to just about any DDA out there, whether or not they're actively pursuing a project in any regard. It's giving basic information and again, detailed information as well about various components of downtown work, sessions that you have planned.
And you can register via the phone. So there's a couple of ways. There is in-person registration, but obviously we do prefer if people pre-register. And the hotel block ends on October 13th. So those people wanting to take advantage of a special rate at the Townsend should really act more quickly. Don't procrastinate on that, because I know those rooms will go fast. So, but we'd love to see people there. You know, one of the other parts of the conference, and as I know you know, is the networking that's involved. And like you said, you hear from other people in others and see what others are doing. And we provide throughout the 2.5 days opportunity for people to meet with one another, chat, whether it's casually or business. You can talk to our sponsors, our vendors who do things specifically for downtown. So if you're looking for lighting or a planner, we got your people promotional pieces. We got your person coming to this 2 days. And then on Thursday, we're going to have a networking event at Dick O'Dowd's, another Birmingham establishment that's been around for a long time. And we're excited that Metro Lighting and Signs is sponsoring that so that we can all gather and, you know, have some adult beverage or some Coca-Cola and some appetizers and just enjoy one another's company.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned the word sponsors, because who are we if we don't acknowledge those who support us? So can you name some of the major sponsors of the event?
Always the Michigan Economic Development Corporation is our partner sponsor, and we could not be who we are without New Moon Visions, who does all of our marketing and promotional pieces. I mentioned Oakland County Main Street, and of course the Birmingham Shopping District and Metro Signs. And then also as associate business members, we have Giffels Webster, Michigan Retailers Association, Atkinson, Need, Allen and Rentrop, McKenna, Lumicon, Lake Trust Credit Union, and Keep It Real Social. So we appreciate our sponsors that are committed throughout the year for our NDA people and events.
Well, this sounds to be like it's shaping up to be a really great conference. Is there anything that you would like to share that I didn't ask?
No, you covered it a lot, but we really look forward to it. We really appreciate all the help that Downtown Birmingham is giving us. I forgot to tell you this. Well, this little tidbit, there's a little surprise for those that register at the Townsend, thanks to the Birmingham Shopping District. So we appreciate that. Little hint there.
I'm intrigued.
Yes. So, but of course, if you do, you know, we'll offer some time. We'll have a walking tour as well on Thursday of Downtown Birmingham. You'll see some sights and sounds of Downtown Birmingham and what they're doing. And we really appreciate their hospitality. So overall, just an incredible 2 days, 2.5 days. And we're just really looking forward to meeting everyone and seeing everyone and learning from really experts in the field of downtown management. And Annette, you don't have to be a downtown manager to come. You don't have to be a member of the MDA to come. It's really open and geared towards, you know, city managers, entrepreneurs, downtown stakeholders, planners, whoever is involved in your downtown. There's probably something for everyone in this lineup, including your board members. So we really encourage people to come and bring a few people so that you all can, you know, split up and hear every session that's available and take notes and learn from one another.
Yeah, that's a great point that you bring up, because DDAs don't work isolated. And it requires a lot of hands and hearts and stakeholders all working together. So the more people that learn from these kind of opportunities, you're armed with more information and more experiences. So Dana, thank you so much for sharing some time today to preview the fall conference. And while I let you go, can you please reiterate the dates of the conference?
Sure. It is November 2nd and 3rd this year in downtown Birmingham, with a special bonus mobile tour held on Wednesday, November 1st. And again, you can register at michigandowntowns.com.
Hi, everyone. It's Dana Walker with the Michigan Downtown Association. I am joined with by, and we've covered some discussion, or we will cover some discussion about the actual conference and the agenda. But I wanted to ask you today, not that you're biased or anything about downtown Birmingham, but what can attendees of our conference or anyone going to Birmingham in the near future expect? What are you guys doing down there? What are some things that people can do while in downtown Birmingham?
Well, there are lots of things that people can do while they're here. And, you know, first and foremost, you know, Birmingham is just one of those gems in Michigan. It is a premier destination for shopping and dining. And we have hundreds of retailers and restaurants in our district. So you'll be able to run the gamut from, you know, anything from, you know, your local coffee shops to a fine dining experience and everything else in between, as well as some of our retail shops. We have some of the best clothing that you can buy, and you know, the latest trends. Many new home furnishing stores that have located to downtown Birmingham, and always some great gift stores that you can check out too. And I know that our Michigan downtown managers are all great shoppers.
Yes, we do have that gift.
We
yes.
do. We do. We love to contribute to the local economy.
Yes, indeed. And there's another gift that downtown managers have, and that is networking. Yep. And so we do have a networking event on Thursday, November 2nd, which is going to be sponsored by Metro Science and Lighting. So we greatly appreciate that. Mm-hmm. It is included in the cost of the conference, but it's going to be, so it's complimentary appetizers and a cash bar. But it's just a great way to get together with downtown stakeholders. And it's, I think, really one of the benefits of attending the conference. So this year it's going to be held at Dick O'Dowd's. What can you tell us about Dick O'Dowd's?
Yeah, well, and for those who haven't been to Birmingham, this is a long-standing establishment, has been around for decades in Birmingham, and has been, you know, well known for being, you know, the Irish establishment in town. But over the last, you know, like 3 to 5 years, they've made some major investments in their facility and have really, you know, begun to kind of modernize their space, as well as they have expanded their space outwards in the back alley area, which is part of our via alleys that connects many of our streets through shortcuts. And these are alleys that eventually down the road, we're going to be doing some improvements to those so that it really becomes that place that people are, you know, hanging out, meandering through and enjoying why they're doing it. So you'll be able to enjoy the back area. Yes, it's going to be November. They probably won't have the doors raised up, but, you know, who knows? If it's a really nice day, you never know. Those might pop up too. So, you know, it's just nice to be able to highlight a longstanding business owner, as well as the investments that they've been making over the years to continue to be a strong business within the district. And, you know, prior to the networking event, we'll be doing a little tour of downtown Birmingham, and we'll be showing you some of the, you know, the greatest gems of our historical buildings that we have. Birmingham has many of them, and as well as some of the new development that is happening in the district. And one of the big highlights is underway, which is RH, which is being built right now, which is the Restoration Hardware. They now go by RH.
Nice. Yeah, and that is a good point. So we will start our downtown tour of Birmingham on Thursday afternoon, a walking tour. So make sure you dress appropriately. And we'll see some of the development projects that downtown Birmingham has going on, and then end up at Dick O'Dowd's for our networking. So, so I think that's really one of the highlights to me of our annual conferences, is being able to see firsthand and being led by the director or staff of the downtown, and really showing us the ins and outs of what's going on. And, you know, us downtown people love that kind of stuff. So I'm looking forward to that. And then we will also be, speaking of places that I think have been around for a long time and well-established. One, we have a hotel block at the Townsend Hotel. And two, our conference will be held at the Birmingham Community House. So I know both longtime establishments in downtown Birmingham.
Yes, very much so. And very much part of the grain of Birmingham. I think when you think of Birmingham, you do think about those places too. The Townsend is a luxury hotel and has an amazing restaurant inside of it as well, the Rugby Grill. And then also the Community House has been, a longstanding partner supporting social causes and the community with activities and programming throughout the years. And they are actually in the planning process of a potential future development and expansion on their property. So, I think those will all be some cool things to kind of to showcase and highlight during that time. And the Community House has been around, I think it's 100 years. I have to look at my date. I have to apologize. I believe it's over 100 years now.
But we're going to say decades, and we know that much. So that's awesome. That's amazing.
Yes, absolutely. Well, super.
So should someone not be able to come to the annual conference, or this is what I think will happen, come to the annual conference and say, oh my gosh, I need more time in downtown Birmingham. What are some activities or anything that your group is doing in the near future for events in downtown? So tell us about that.
Well, we have almost 60 event days throughout the year that we program. And, after the annual conference, the next one after that, we have a number of things for the holidays, which Birmingham is beautiful during the holidays. We light trees along the streets and in Shane Park. And that was something else that I didn't mention, is that we have two beautiful parks within our district. It's just so nice to be able to like go there with family, hang out. Kids can play on the structures, but it's also just a beautiful setting to relax and enjoy yourself. But we have our, of course, for Small Business Saturday, we have our Santa Walk, which is a hit amongst the little ones. and our merchants do pass out little goodies along the way. And then through the Wintermark event takes place first weekend in December. And that one features usually over 40 different artisans and crafters and merchants throughout that are more geared for the holidays, obviously for gift giving. And we have our Santa House that we do for every single weekend, as well as carriage rides. And this year we're adding in our Thursday night evening promotions as well to stay open late and get some more shopping in too. So
nice.
Thing I want to say, Dana, though, is we're going to be giving those who stay at the Townsend Hotel some Birmingham bucks to be able to spend. Little enticement there.
Yeah. Well, that's amazing. That's great.
Yeah.
And with all those shops and restaurants, how can you not spend money? That's amazing. That's great.
It's just a little incentive. We know you'll spend a little more.
Yeah. Oh, that's generous. That's awesome. That's great. Well, Christiane, thank you so much. I'm sure we both could talk about downtown, and specifically Birmingham downtown, for a long time. I will say that I'm excited to go back. That's where I grew up. That was my town as a youngster. So I'm very familiar with all the spots that you are mentioning. And yeah, it is. It's has always been and continues to be really a premier downtown with the amenities offered, the shopping district, the food, the spaces, the public spaces. And I'm excited to see some of your public improvements that you've been doing, making even more Birmingham, more Birmingham, more walkable, even than before in certain spots. So we look forward to seeing all that. So yeah, we hope to see everyone in downtown Birmingham, November 2nd and 3rd, for a great conference and a tour of your beautiful downtown.
Thank you, Dana and Christina, for sharing all those great details about the upcoming fall conference. Have you registered yet? What are you waiting for? See you in Birmingham in November. You've been listening to In My Downtown, a podcast by the Michigan Downtown Association.